bills piling up? CME can help you wrap up your debt into one simple, manageable signature loan with rates starting as low as 8.75% APR. Instead of juggling stacks of statements, let CME help you unwrap peace of mind this season. Federally insured by NCUA, APR means annual percentage rate. Terms apply. Subject to membership eligibility and approval. Visit cmefcu.org for additional details.
I got the most exciting call the other day.
What's that?
My cousin called me, and she's been trying for a long time, and she's pregnant.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven, which is great. So I said, "When do you do?" And she said, "November 7th. And I paused because I couldn't figure out how long away that is because
right.
I didn't remember what month it was or what day it was.
Right.
So I go, 2, 3, no.
No.
I had no idea.
Right.
I couldn't remember what day it was.
I mean, she's known for a little while, too, I would imagine, unless she just discovered this as of late.
Well, she's 3 months. She waited the 12 weeks,
right.
You know, the standard period of time.
Okay.
But as I was doing it, I realized not only was I not sure what month it was when I was put on the spot like that, I had no idea what day it was.
Mm.
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody came into the studio the other day to drop off some cleaning products for us here. You were in the other room. And I said to them, I said, "Didn't I just have you bring this in like 3 days before? Because I suspected somebody stole our wipes." Because that's the world we live in now where people steal people's wipes.
Right.
And he said, "I came in here, but it could have just easily been 3 weeks ago."
Right.
Because we've all been in the building and nobody has a concept of what day or time it is.
Turns out that if you have no idea what day it is, and you're not alone, it's an actual problem that's happening like across the country, and it's happening for three specific different reasons.
Give it to me.
All right, the first reason why we don't know what day it is anymore, or month, or anything, is because the obvious reason is our usual routines are gone. So it used to be the weekends you went and did fun stuff,
right.
You know, and like that you went to concerts or you had days off from school, but now all the days kind of mesh together.
Yeah, but what's our excuse? I mean, we're at least still going to work. I mean, we're waking up every day and leaving our homes and going to the building.
Oh, it comes in question number two and number three.
Okay, give it to me.
So besides your usual routines being gone, because every day is kind of the same day, and I've actually noticed this with my husband, is because he's working from home and
yeah.
He has a corporate job, he works every day.
Saturday,
right. Sunday.
It's true.
It doesn't end at
yes.
You know, 6 o'clock at night. He doesn't come home. He goes, he sits dinner, has dinner with us for 20 minutes, and he's back on the computer taking calls. It's
right.
Like he's always working. There's no end anymore.
Yeah, no, it's true.
The
it's
second
true.
Reason,
there's no separation.
None. The second reason, and I think this has a lot to do with us, is we're multitasking a lot more. I come to work and then I go home and now I have to be a teacher and I have to figure out my daughter's lesson plans, keeping her on track.
Mm.
And then in addition, I still have to finish all my work that we haven't finished here. And everyone just has a lot on our plate. And according to experts, our working memory is a limited resource. So we can easily tax it by, and I quote, trying to engage in too many activities at once or trying to multitask in our mind.
We tapped it out,
definitely.
Man. We tapped it out.
Our brain is filled with too many things that we're trying to do right now.
Get on the sideline and get that brain some Gatorade.
Right. They call it cognitive overload. And also, we're overstimulated with consuming too much news and too much screens.
Right.
Which
right.
is definitely
that does
a thing.
Make sense.
And the third thing, which I think most of us can relate to, is that this is all causing a lot of stress. We're all stressed. We have a lot of anxiety. And what a lot of people don't know is that high stress level, it basically impairs our short-term memory. So you don't know what day it is because you're under stress and your brain can't comprehend all that at once.
I'm just going to go live off the grid in the woods right now.
Mm. So what should you be doing, Raven, to make sure that all this stays on track and you remember that today is Wednesday?
Thursday now.
Today is now Thursday.
Right. I'm going to take a nap. That's what I would suggest.
Actually, it's one of the things. They say going to bed and waking up at the same time is one really good strategy. And for me, I've been trying to do that. But I noticed with my daughter, I've become a lot more lax with bedtime. And I don't even know when my husband goes to bed. I have
right.
no idea. Also, taking frequent breaks, exercising, eating healthy, and limiting news consumption.
I'm on it.